Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Ultimate Guide to Thriving with Adult Autism, Proven Techniques to Enhance Executive Function, Manage Sensory Overload, and Build Authentic Connections by Elliot Reese, is a self-help and practical guidance book focused on adults on the autism spectrum, especially those diagnosed later in life. Based on the available description, it is organized as a structured, exercise-driven guide, rather than a theoretical overview. Its purpose is to help readers understand how autism can affect daily functioning, including routines, emotional regulation, sensory processing, communication, and social participation. The book appears to combine explanation with application, offering readers concrete exercises and progress checks to support skill building. In that sense, it fits within the growing category of adult autism resources that move beyond diagnosis alone and toward day-to-day adaptation, self-understanding, and self-advocacy. It is especially relevant for readers who want a usable framework for reducing overwhelm and creating systems that better fit neurodivergent needs. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, adult autism as a framework for understanding late diagnosis and masking. A central theme of the book is helping adults make sense of a diagnosis that may have arrived after years of confusion, burnout, or social strain. The available material suggests that Reese treats autism not as a label to simply accept, but as a framework for interpreting patterns that may have previously been misunderstood, including masking and chronic exhaustion from compensating in neurotypical environments. That emphasis matters because late diagnosis often comes with grief, relief, and a need to reconstruct identity. The book appears to address that transition by explaining autism in accessible terms and by challenging common myths that can distort self-perception. Rather than treating adult autism as a static condition, it frames diagnosis as the beginning of a practical learning process. This makes the book useful for readers who are trying to connect personal history with current needs and who want language that supports self-understanding without pathologizing. Difference. Secondly, executive function support through routines, systems, and independence building. Another major topic is executive function, which is one of the most practical areas of difficulty for many autistic adults. The book reportedly focuses on creating routines, systems, and structures that reduce the cognitive load of daily life. That approach is important because executive function challenges are often not about motivation, but about planning, sequencing, shifting attention, and managing overwhelm under pressure. By emphasizing tools and routines, the book seems designed to translate abstract advice into usable daily practices. The inclusion of exercises and progress checks suggests that the goal is not only awareness, but habit formation and self-monitoring. This is a meaningful distinction from books that describe executive dysfunction in broad terms without offering implementation support. For readers who struggle with time management, task initiation, or consistency, the value of this section lies in its likely focus on environmental design and repeatable structures, rather than willpower alone. Thirdly, managing sensory overload by designing a more autism-friendly environment, the book also gives substantial attention to sensory overload, which is one of the most immediate and disruptive challenges for many autistic adults. The source material indicates that it discusses practical tools such as weighted blankets and soundproofing, which points to a very applied understanding of sensory regulation. This is significant because sensory distress can affect work performance, social tolerance, sleep, and emotional stability, often in ways that are underestimated by outsiders. By focusing on environmental changes, the book appears to treat sensory management as a design problem as much as a coping problem. That means the reader is encouraged not only to endure difficult settings, but to modify them whenever possible. Such an approach is especially useful for adults who have spent years pushing through overload and need a more sustainable model. The topic likely benefits readers by showing that reducing sensory strain can improve functioning across multiple areas at once, not just immediate comfort. Fourthly, emotional resilience and communication in social and work settings. A further dimension of the book is the connection between emotional understanding and practical social navigation. The available description suggests that Reese addresses communication, resilience, and the social world in a way that is meant to improve day-to-day interaction without forcing conformity. That is important because autistic social difficulties are often intensified by stress, misread cues, and the pressure to perform expected behavior. By linking emotion, resilience, and communication, the book seems to recognize that social function is not just about technique, it also depends on regulation and confidence. This perspective can help readers understand why social situations may become harder under sensory strain or burnout. It also seems to support more realistic interaction goals, especially in work environments where clear communication and self-presentation matter. Rather than promising effortless social skill, the book appears to offer a framework for making social participation more manageable and less exhausting. Lastly, self-advocacy and authentic connection as long-term outcomes of support strategies. The final major topic is self-advocacy and building authentic connections, which positions the book beyond coping alone. This matters because many adult autism resources stop at symptom management, while this book appears to push toward more durable personal agency. Self-advocacy is especially important for autistic adults who need to explain accommodations, set boundaries, or communicate needs in professional and personal contexts. At the same time, the emphasis on authentic connection suggests that the book does not view social success as imitation of neurotypical norms. Instead, it seems to support relationships built on clarity, mutual understanding, and reduced masking. That makes the book particularly relevant to readers who want to move from survival strategies to a more stable and self-defined way of living. In practical terms, this section likely helps readers connect earlier chapters on routines and sensory regulation to broader questions of identity, confidence, and belonging. In conclusion, this book is best suited to autistic adults, especially those who are diagnosed later in life and are looking for practical ways to make daily life more manageable. It also has value for partners, family members, therapists, and support professionals who want a clearer view of what adult autism can look like beyond stereotypes. Its main benefit is that it appears to combine explanation with action. Readers are not only given a better understanding of autism, but also offered exercises, routines, and environmental strategies that can be applied in real settings. That makes it useful for people who want a structured self-help resource, rather than a purely reflective or clinical book, compared with many books in the adult autism category. Its distinguishing feature is the emphasis on executive function, sensory overload, and authentic connection as interconnected issues rather than separate topics. It also appears to respect the reader's autonomy by focusing on practical adaptation and self-advocacy instead of normalization. For readers seeking a grounded, usable guide to daily support, it stands out as a direct and organized resource. If you would like to support Elliot Reese, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.